Om Shanti. Today is 27th of April 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be an instrument with this awareness. The one who is making everyone act is making me do something. And be a carefree emperor, Bepanaha Badshah, as you perform every action. The one who is making everyone move is making me move. The one who is making everyone act is making me act. With this awareness, continue to perform all actions as an instrument, nimitta, and you will remain carefree emperor. If you think you are doing something, you cannot then remain a carefree emperor. However, the awareness that you have been made an instrument by the Father makes you experience being carefree and having a carefree life, then there is no worry about what will happen tomorrow. Such souls have the faith that whatever is happening is good and that whatever is going to happen will be very good because the one who is making them do everything is the best of all. So in today's Murli, blessing from Sakar Murli, what is Baba saying is, the one who is making everyone move is making me move. Chalane wala chala raha, karane wala kara raha. The one who is making everyone act is making me act. With this awareness, continue to perform all actions as an instrument and you will remain bepana, befikr, badshah. In the path of bhakti, they talk of a very beautiful story of a weaver, a cloth weaver. He used to go to his shop and whilst selling off those clothes, he would say, by the will of Rama, this cloth is 5 rupees. By the will of Rama, I had purchased this cloth for 2 rupees and it took me 3 rupees more to make this cloth proper, and my overall profit is 1 rupee. So it is all by the will of Rama. So he would chant the name of Rama whole day and come back. He was the devotee of Rama. So once it so happened that he finished his day's work, he came home, he had his food, and he was sitting in the balcony. All of a sudden, a band of robbers came and they felt, he is a good man. Let us catch this man so that whatever we will rob, we will pile on his back. So they catch hold of him and they take him along with them. So they break into one house. They looted a lot of things from there, all the treasures, and they put those jewelries and everything into a sack, and they try to put that sack on his head. But at that moment, soldiers come, and seeing the soldiers, all the robbers, they took to their heels, and this innocent devotee was caught and he was taken and put behind the bars. So next day in the court, the king called him, and many people from his village also came just to witness what is going to happen, because everybody knew that he is a great devotee and he would never do such a business, such a thing of stealing. So the king asked, justify yourself. What happened? So he starts his story. He says, by the will of Rama, I was sitting in my shop. By the will of Rama, I finished my day's work. And by the will of Rama, I came back home. And by will of Rama, I had my food. And by the will of Rama, I was sitting in the veranda. And by the will of Rama, all of a sudden, a band of robbers came. And by will of Rama, they caught hold of me. And by will of Rama, they dragged me along with them. And by will of Rama, they broke into the house, and by will of Rama, they stole all the things which were there, and by will of Rama, they tried to pile those things on my back. And by the will of Rama, all of a sudden, the soldiers came, and by will of Rama, these all robbers ran away, and by will of Rama, they took hold of me, they caught me. soldiers, and by will of Rama, I was put behind the bar, and your honor, by will of Rama, now I am in front of you. So looking at the innocence and looking at the spirit of self-surrender, the king says or thinks, how can this man steal? How can this man rob? And he is given clean chit and he is released. So now this devotee is walking along with his friends and the villagers who had come to see him, and he says, see, by the will of Rama I am released. Such a deep spirit of self-surrender. What Baba is saying is, the one who is making everyone move is making me move. I am not walking on my own, but he is making me move. My every action, my every word, my every thought, my every feeling, everything that is emanating in my mind is coming from him. The one who is making everyone act is making me act. This spirit of surrender was very deeply inveterated in all the devotees, all the true devotees, whether they were Indian devotees, whether they are any devotees from any corner of the world, whether it is Rabia, Sufi saint, whether it is Laleshwari of Kashmir, whether it is Saint Avila, whether it is Joan of Arc, whether it is Saint Francis, whether it is Saint Xavier, Saint Bernard, or whether it is Tulsidas, whether it is Tukaram, or whether it is Akka Mahadevi, or whether it is Ramakrishna Paramahansa. All the devotees, if you study their lives, you will find there is a striking feeling of self-surrender. They always believe that we are not doing anything. It is he who is making us do everything. Thy will shall be done. It's not me, but he. So they always lived in that spirit of surrender. The same thing Baba is saying, with this awareness continue to perform all the actions. You did everything, but those actions should be detached. You did everything, but you are selfless. You did everything, but there is an increasing feeling of being an instrument. Yesterday night we were discussing what are the elevated actions. Elevated actions are those, it should have 7 things. First, soul consciousness. Second, remembrance of Baba. Third, Srimat. Fourth, they should be selfless. Fifth, you should have the feeling of being an instrument. Sixth, attention. Whilst doing any action, no matter how small that is, but do it with utmost attention, with absolute meticulousness. And last, detachment. The more detached you are from your actions, from your karmas, the actions become elevated. So here Baba is saying, perform all the actions. Think you are an instrument. Then only you can remain carefree. There are 2 words. One is carefree, another is careless. One is befikra and another is beparva. Laparva is a better word. There is a difference. One is carefree. Carefree means happy-go-lucky. Carefree means merry-go-lucky. Carefree means undisturbed. Carefree means you are unanxious. Carefree means you are undisturbed. Carefree means you have the feeling of lightness. While careless means you are not giving any attention. Careless means laparva. Careless means you have that lackadaisical attitude. Your attitude is non-serious towards work, towards anything, whatever you are doing. That importance of that work is not there in your internal consciousness. So Baba is saying, if you want to remain carefree emperor, Bepana Badshah, Befikr Badshah, Begampur Ka Badshah, what you have to do is bring this feeling that he is making me do. I am not doing anything. If I am speaking, it is his. I am just a flute. While he has put his lips on this flute, and whatever the music and whatever the melody and whatever the ecstasy that is coming out, it is his, not mine. If you think that you are doing something, then you cannot remain a carefree emperor. Who are you to think that you are doing something? I am not doing anything. There was a great person, Girish Chandra Ghosh. He was the father of Bengali theater. He was a great novelist. He was a great writer. He was a great, you can say, novel writer, a theater personality. He is the father of modern Bengali theater. So he was addicted to alcohol. He was given to drinks, drinking all the day and night. And suddenly one day he comes in contact with Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa. And he realizes that how fallen soul I am and how I can come out of this now. He approaches Ramakrishna and says, I understand whatever you are saying, but I cannot adopt this godly way of life because I am a fallen soul. I am addicted to everything. How can I rise? So Ramakrishna says to him, can you do one thing? He says, I can't do anything. You just tell me anything and I can't do. Because I am helpless. I am powerless. I am so poor. I have lost all the self-confidence. And I cannot lead a godly life. My life has become vicious. Ramakrishna says, but still, can you do one thing? He says, just give me your power of attorney. You know, in legal terms, there is something known as power of attorney. You hand over your responsibility to somebody. You aren't responsible for anything. Now I am responsible for you. So you hand over your power of attorney to me. This much can you do? He says, okay, this much I can do. So he hands over everything. But then he comes back again after a few days and he says, I have handed over the power of attorney to you, but what to do? Those evil tendencies of the past, those previous sanskars, they are very adamant, very strong, and they tend to raise their ugly hood. What should I do? So again, the Ramakrishna explains him. There are two types of snakes. One poisonous snake and one water snake. Okay? If suppose the water snake catches a frog, there are chances that the frog may escape. Cloak, cloak. The frog may say cloak, cloak and he will escape. If it is a water snake, non-poisonous snake. But if the frog is caught by poisonous snake, very less chances. Poisonous snake will not leave the frog so easily. In the similar manner, these previous sanskars, they are like poisonous snakes, know their gravity, their intensity. They are very strong. But yes, if you persist, if you continue, no matter how poisonous those snakes are, you can still get rid of them. So it's not so easy. See, surrender is the last word on spirituality, in spirituality. Surrender is the ultimate word. It should not be taken so lightly. It is the last word. Because the moment you say, I am particular thing, you are going against the definition of surrender. This is the last word in spirituality. And better never to use it at all. Because unless and until we understand the very meaning of it, very gravity of it. So Baba is saying, actions, I am not doing anything. I am just the dolls, the Katputli, and he is making me move. However, the awareness that you have been made an instrument by the fire, by the father, makes you experience being carefree and having a carefree life. There is then no worry about what will happen tomorrow. Carefree means no worry. Carefree means no stress, no tension. What will happen? How I will do it? How the seva will continue, how I can go for the expansion of the service, how the center, I can construct a center, how the retreat center would be constructed. Who are you to do all these things? You are just an instrument there sitting. Hand over everything to him. And the greater our internal surrender, the greater would be the success. Such souls have the faith that whatever is happening is good. You are having no say in anything. Whatever that happened in life is good. Whatever that is happening now is good. Whatever that is happening will be the best. And that whatever is going to happen will be very good. Why? Because the one who is making them do everything is the best of all. This drama Baba likes too much. That's why you also should like this drama. So just as in the path of devotion, we had that surrender, we have to bring back that spirit of surrender. Surrender of tan, man, dhan. Body, mind, wealth. Three. Surrender of buddhi and sanskars. Intellect, sanskar. Four, five. Surrender of actions. Six. Whatever you do, just surrender. In the path of bhakti, they say Krishna arpanam mastu. Everything, it's yours now. I have done the job, now it's yours. Now whatever is the fruit, good or bad, I just accept. And even surrender from about the fruit also. It's not that if good thing happen, you do something good and there is no success. So you are not depressed. You do something good and there is a success and you are overjoyed. You are throwing off bash and party. This vicissitudes or ups and downs should not be there. So, all karmas, all actions, all deeds should be with that spirit of surrender. We did it and surrender. Success, failure, I am detached. And whatever will be the come, I will take it. And I am prepared, ready for the worst. Okay? So, this is a very good topic. What is complete surrender? What is the definition of complete surrender? Think on that. Meditate on this whole day. Reflect on this. What does the word surrender means? And a person who is surrendered in front of somebody, what will be the qualification of that soul? Just imagine one king has surrendered in front of another king. One country has surrendered in front of another king. What happens? Japan surrendered in front of America. What happened? So when you surrender, nothing is yours. Nothing is yours. So, understand the definition of surrender. Write on that today. Okay. Om Shanti.